listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Dave Dino, Dina Talley, and Kiyad here for you. And this is the final segment of the week. Browns-Rams this Sunday, First Energy Stadium at 11 a.m. on News Channel 5. Go inside the Cleveland Browns, Sarah Carnes, Dustin Fox, 11:30. I'll be checking in live from St. Louis to join Andy Baskin here in Cleveland for Browns Countdown, also on News Channel 5. We'll be covered on the radio all morning long. Matt Wilhelm will be on there. I'll be on there for a little pillow talk with Ken Carmen at 9:30 in the morning. So we'll look forward to that. But, gentlemen, we've come to the point of the show where it's time for everyone to nominate their Bozo of the Week. Bozo.
I'll go first.
Matt Wilhelm.
I've already let the cat out of the bag. Blake O'Neal, Michigan punter, loses the football game so that I sit here proudly with the former Michigan man and hold my head very, very high that it wasn't my team that did that.
I feel like you got to love him.
I love him. Yeah, but he's still a bozo. He's a bozo.
Who's your nominee?
My nominee.
Why'd you move on so quickly?
Well, I'm just trying to see what's out there.
All right, here's my Bozo of the Week nominee, and it comes from, this has been about a 50 Twitter exchange, and this is the one that...
You give someone that much of your life?
It was fun, because he was just like, he couldn't stop, he was great. His first one was, I mean, there's so many, but this is the one that was my ultimate favorite. Actually, there are two of them. You ready? What free agent, this is talking about next season... What free agent will be better than Brian Hoyer? Nobody. What NCAA guy is better than Hoyer? Nobody. He followed that up with today saying, Brian Hoyer is way better than any kid out of college and is way better than Mariota and Winston. Basically saying that he is the best quarterback in the National Football League.
Did he graduate out of St. Ignatius in 1998?
At Ryan Nice 40. At Ryan Nice 40. You, sir, have been nominated for Bozo of the Week.
Do you know? What do you got?
All right, guys. If I say the name Jason Strayhorn, does that mean anything to any of you guys?
No.
Well, Jason Seahorn?
Not Jason Seahorn, Jason Strayhorn. Let me introduce you to Jason Strayhorn. You hear, this is the Michigan State IMG Radio Network, as they were calling the last play that Matt Wilhelm referred to.
Oh, man. That's mean.
George Blaha is the play-by-play announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Strayhorn.
Bad snap. Bobble. Here come the Spartans. Down the sidelines.
Are you kidding me?
Going into the end zone is Jalen. Watts. Jackson. Touchdown, MSU.
Touchdown.
Folks, no flags.
No flags. Oh, my God.
Piling on each other in the end zone. It's over.
Ruin what could have been, or help to ruin what could have been a great call by George Blaha. You know what?
There's,
I know you're excited.
Great about that.
I know you're excited. You know, I'm sorry to do that to you, DeKid. I'm just trying to
I
make
love
a
you
point.
For more for so much more for that, Dino.
But, I mean, you know, listen. It's one thing to be, I know you're excited.
That's almost up there with a guy who was like, remember when Tom Brady threw the game winner against, wasn't it against the Saints? The guy's like, ponies and unicorns, where's the beef?
Scott Zolak. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Isn't that what he said? Did he say something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Rainbows and unicorns, where's the beef?
I'm going to have to throw one nominee I got on Twitter from my guy Cleve TA. He nominated Chris Weber. Chris Weber this week, for those that haven't noticed, refused to answer questions about Jalen Rose, who commented about him in his autobiography. He wrote, Chris Weber and the facts that have come out in this whole Jalen-Chris Weber fiasco has just acted like a three-year-old child, and therefore Cleve TA nominates Chris Weber. And I'm going to have to say, I can't believe I'm doing it because he was one of my favorite players of all
What's going on with your voice, the kid?
Having problems. I'm going to have to agree with Cleve TA and say C-Web, who doesn't even deserve to
is
be called.
Is the BOGO of the week.
He does not deserve to be called C. Webb anymore. I'm going to refer to him as Macy Weber from right now on. Macy Weber is the bozo of the week.
Why Macy Weber?
Because that's his real name, Macy Weber. He's no longer C. Webb. In addition to the Michigan State game, C. Webb is now dead to me also. Show some respect for your university. Show some respect for your four brothers in the Fab Five. And stop acting like a fool.
All right, so right now you can only you have to have one Michigan jersey and wear it around town, and it's Macy Weber or Braylon Edwards.
Pass.
You can't
pass. He'd wear a Buckeye jersey.
Because Braylon Edwards has been your least favorite Michigan athlete of all time. Has Macy Weber taken the mantle from Braylon?
Macy Weber is not the player I remember because C. Webb was one of my favorite Michigan players of all time, the way he used to strut up and down the court, and now he just hides like a little girl.
Macy Webb. So that doesn't answer the question.
I'd wear a Blake O'Neal jersey before I'd wear either one of those.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. I can't.
I was surprised Brady Hoke didn't get Bozo of the Week. You came after him strong early.
He would have, except that C. Webb tweet from Cleve T.A. really got me going because I heard that interview with Doug Gottlieb, and I just read the Jalen Rose book, and C. Webb really turned into Macy Weber and has really done nothing but embarrass our university since he left.
All right, here come a couple Ask the Kid questions, and if Wilhelm, if Dino, if you guys haven't asked the kid question of your own, go ahead with it. Dentmaster wants to know, DeKeyet, what is your biggest pet peeve while driving?
While I'm driving? If I see somebody driving slow, yapping away on the phone, and I'm trying to get around them, especially if they decide to go in the passing lane.
That's a left lane. That's a left lane lurker. So you and the Dentmaster are on the same page there.
That just drives me crazy.
That drives you crazy. All right. Mr. Robinson wants to know, how much did Jalen Rose have to drink while writing that book?
I don't think he drank anything while writing the book. I was actually looking for better stories out of it. To be honest with you, I love Jalen, and he's my guy. But he didn't really reveal too many great stories in the book. I didn't think so.
You didn't think so? Matt Wilhelm, I want to ask an Ask Matt Wilhelm question here.
Yes.
What is the worst heartbreak you've ever experienced as a fan or a player live at a sporting event?
Oh, wow.
As the kid just went through his in excruciating detail.
Well, the most heartbreaking, the heartbroken I've ever been was when essentially playing in the national championship, you thought the game was over, but the late flag came in. I was literally like crumbled to my knees as if like, you know, life was over at that point.
When you thought you had lost.
When we thought we had lost with everything on the line. And like just knowing what it meant to the university, to the state, and just know that we got that close against a team that was supposed to roll. You know, and we made them eat crow the entire football game and then lose that way, you know, on that last play. But
sort of like a reversal of what happened to me last week.
Yes.
It happened to you.
Yes, exactly. I went knees to standing upright. You went standing upright to your knees.
Yes, I did.
Yes, he most certainly
and
did.
And then, I mean, to follow that up, I would say that just the disappointing loss when we were the number one seed in the AFC, 14-2, and the Patriots came to town. Just a series of bonehead plays by us late in the football game against Tom Brady, which just can't happen. You can't give a guy like him multiple opportunities because he will go for the jugular.
No question. He will. He has, and he has done it. And there it is. So your biggest pet peeve while driving is the left lane lurkers.
Well,
I hate people that drive on one lane roads so slow.
Well, that's
there's similar, so many of those
that's
around.
That's similar
Cleveland.
To a left lane lurker. And by the way, if you're driving in front of Nate, he is apt to be like 6 inches behind you if you're not driving at a decent clip.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I cruise control everywhere I go now.
You do not cruise control on Route 91 when someone's driving 37 miles an hour.
They should be driving 44 miles an hour. The speed limit is. They should be driving really. If the speed limit is 35, they should be driving 44. Take the speed limit, add 9 to it, and that's what you should be driving. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Maybe 49. I don't have as many tickets as you, so I go a little quicker.
My pet peeve, if you're at a stoplight or a stoplight in particular or in the turning lane and you are looking down at your phone or doing something and that light turns green, I have a quick trigger
especially
on the horn.
Especially in a left turn lane.
Yes.
I've got
a quick trigger.
Seconds,
yeah. I got places to go, people. But I've also done it myself, so.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to all of us. All right, don't go Browns this Sunday. Browns and Rams, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and I'll be on the sidelines for the radio call. Of course, the game will be on CBS this Sunday at 1 Eastern. So go Browns, looking to get to 3-4 on the season against the St. Louis Rams. For Dave DiNatale, for Joe Thomas, who joined us, thanks to him. For Matt Wilhelm and for Dekeyed, I'm Nathan Zagura saying go Browns, and thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Go Browns! Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.